It's mic two. I think it's not that one.
This is mic two.
That is mic two. Just okay. Kidding. I'm sorry, everyone.
It's okay.
And Sabrina.
Hi. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Live from the Pillow Fort. This is Maddie, also. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Boop, boop,
boop. Say your name.
This is Sabrina. I'm sorry. That was just me doing the little, like, today in the dining hall. They're playing, like, the Irish, like, riff, like, the na-na-na-na-na, you know? So, it's, like, kind of been in my head. We are celebrating from the studio today, unlike
woohoo.
The majority of our peers who are...
celebrating in other ways.
Other ways, more traditional ways.
I don't even think people are. I think people are really tired. Maybe not, I don't know.
I don't know. I, for one... we're both coming from the library. We had some we still have some things to
I don't
cross
even
want to
talk about that.
It's okay. This is a you're right.
This is a homework free zone.
This is a homework free zone. You're
that
right.
That was Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. The theme for this week, by the way.
Yeah, they can't guess this one. So yeah. We'll just tell them.
Yeah, I don't know who they are, but yeah. It's
the songs that brought us together.
Shaped our friendship. And then, like, the songs that we really share later in the friendship as well.
True, which would be this.
Yeah.
This is, like, our most recent.
I guess so. I remember walking back from the Burren singing it a couple months ago.
Was that last semester or this semester? This semester. That was this semester.
Yeah, that was this semester. Yeah.
It was the first time we'd ever gone.
Yes. Actually, I had gone, but...
Oh, true.
First time you had ever gone. Whatever. Anyway, so that was Return of the Mac. Great song.
I was going to say something and I forgot.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm off my game tonight.
Should we play the next song? Or?
Yeah, let's play the next song. Oh, I remember.
Okay, good thing I had trouble pressing the buttons.
Basically, the reason that this is our theme is because we're sort of coming up on, like, the one-year sort of vague anniversary of our, like, the instatement of our...
Oh, I love that word.
Friendship.
Yeah.
It was a springtime. It's not totally spring yet, but, like, you know, we're getting there.
I saw a robin today, so it's spring.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's why.
That's nice. So, here we go. Thank you.
Hello. Oh my god, I hear myself.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Ooh.
We don't usually use the headphones. Okay.
Irish
so the first
band.
Song was
oh.
Yeah.
Can you say it? Can you say the band name in an Irish
No.
accent? Please. You do it so well.
I don't even
well.
Know if I could
you
say
do
that.
Try.
No.
Please.
Well, that was Linger by the Cranberries.
Linger.
Happy St. Patrick. Linger. We
That was a mistake. A happy accident. I mean...
The luck of the Irish, you could say. Why did we put that song on there originally, Sabrina?
My dad used to play that song a lot in my growing up, and I didn't like it because I thought the lead singer's voice was just like...
yeah, I just, like zombies.
You know,
zombie
I just...
too. It's kind of scary.
As a kid, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And my dad kept playing it, and then Maddie... liked it.
I do.
And reintroduced me to it, and then I was like, actually,
it's
this
a great
is a good song.
So that was Linger by the Cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was Hong Kong Garden by Susie and the Banshees.
That truly rings
truly.
In
truly
are the beginning of our the consolidation of our
spirits.
As friends.
That song is used in the movie Marie Antoinette.
Yes.
Which was released in 2006 and directed by Sofia Coppola. Fantastic movie.
We both love that movie.
I actually watched it for the first time with Sabrina last year.
Wait, that was your
That was my first time seeing it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great soundtrack. Great.
Yeah, Ceremony's on there too, right?
Mm-hmm. And the Stroke song, I Wanna Be Forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Super
and
good.
Phoenix songs. All around great soundtrack
and
great
a good
movie.
And we watch it together, and then we listen to Hong Kong Garden like nonstop.
Yes. Yeah, someone dropped a glass bottle Well, we danced to that.
That's true. And we just kept dancing.
On Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Yep. What a memory.
Yes.
Those are some healing frequencies for you guys. You can fall asleep. The next song, I don't think you hear a lot of this on WMFO.
Is that ironic? Is that irony?
No, it's not. Let's hear it.
The time you get me running, and you know work. Oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah. Upon the door, you have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in its corner, in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah, I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
This is being also in motion.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Go, yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more.
That was some difficult technology that we just ran, but...
The real ones know.
Real ones know. Tony Soprano. Singing dirty work.
Oh, I don't want to. I can't.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Anyway, you know we love the Sopranos here at Live from the Pillow Fort.
Is he like driving to go drop off a body?
I don't remember.
Or he's probably like about to.
Well, you know, he's always driving around.
True.
Okay, Rude Boy by Rihanna.
Yeah, that song. Let's talk about how that song brought us together. So my sister has a pregame playlist called The Rude Boy. And I really liked that place, so I played it a lot when we were getting ready to go out. And then one...
Halloween.
Kind of... Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
One Halloween.
Many.
You know, a little... Not myself.
Anyway.
Screaming around.
Someone had a speaker. People. Someone was on aux. Sabrina really needed to hear Rude Boy.
Play Rude Boy.
Play Rude Boy. Like the Shrek kid where he's like, do the roar. She was just like that.
Play Rude Boy.
Play Rude Boy.
Yeah,
and
I
then he played
that.
Rude Boy,
and everyone loved it.
And everyone clapped.
Yeah.
Ow! Yeah, it's so.
That
good.
Was also
the hurdle.
The hurdle recently.
Similar to a Wordle, but it's like you guess. They play the first second of a song. If my mom is listening, you would love this game. They play the first second of a song, and you have to guess it. And then we heard Dirty Work, just a classic all around.
When did I?
That was like
start...
our fall song.
Yeah, that was really like. Bringing in the new start of the school year. Always, you know, I'm working a shift when that song
That's
comes
true.
On.
I believe you played it the last shift.
Did I?
Or maybe the one before.
True. But, yeah.
Yeah,
love that
okay.
song.
Next song's a classic. Thank you.
town is about last night when the sun went down. Yeah, and the trees all dance and the warm wind blows in the same old sound. And the water below gives a gift to the sky and the clouds give back every time they cry. Make the grass grow green beneath my toes, and if the sun comes out, I'll paint a picture all about the colors I've been dreaming of. The hours just don't seem enough to put it all together. Maybe it's as strange as it seems. And the trouble I find is that the trouble finds me. It's a part of my mind. It begins with a dream and a feeling I get when I look and I see that this world is a puzzle. Find all of the pieces and put it all together, and then I'll rearrange it. I'll follow it forever and always be as strange as it seems. Nobody ever told me not to try.
Oh,
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
See you later.
See you later. Linoleum floor!
Linoleum floor! Alright.
Sorry.
You can do the whole song.
You already heard it.
That was Decepticon by Le Tigre. Le Tigre.
Do you remember how this song came into our circulation? Because I do. I can say that story. But
what?
Remember the WMFO radio party? Like, the party?
I know before that.
No, of course. But I think it was Lucy that had added it to
You're right.
And then we thought about... I'd never heard it, but you said this is a great song. And then
and
we said...
And it's a really good running song, and we run to it a lot, and we chant it while we run.
Linoleum floor.
Who does your hair?
Yeah, it's really hype vibes.
It's a good song. And before that was Talk of the Town by Jack Johnson.
From
the Curious George movie, which Sabrina was... Just loved that song at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I literally only played that song, and Maddie like yelled at me.
No, I didn't. But I was
a little
just,
bit towards
it got
the
a little
end,
tired.
A little bit towards the end.
But it's such a good song.
It's the
water below gives a gift to the sky, and the clouds give back every time they cry. What a good lyric.
I like thinking of crying as a positive thing, even though I haven't done it
That's
in a while.
Nice.
But it makes me happy.
We'll do the PSA on the next one.
True.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. Let me reflect.
We don't have that much time.
You're right.
No. Add something.
Just want to say I'm excited for this next one because I see it. And all I want to say is...
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago, and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. Been wait and see a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up, turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Crooked spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yeah. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after.
Hey,
you have to be a killer.
Wait, is it cursing hours?
I don't know.
I think it is, right?
Sure.
Paka!
You can't even tell anyway.
Logan Roy.
Yeah, we're just going to do an episode of Succession now. Dad. That was Kendall.
Well, I'll do a Kendall too, right?
Okay.
But like, I'm CEO, right? Like, it's me. It's me. It's not you, Shiv. It's me.
Yeah, anyway, that was a Succession theme song because that was the show that really brought us together.
In this
it, like, really
well
brought us together.
And it ended, and... But there's going to be season 4, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. Remember when we watched it last semester?
Remember when we tried to watch the final episode of
on Cinco de Mayo?
On Cinco de Mayo when we were not in the headspace.
We were not. It was like 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
We watched it the next day.
We watched half of it and we're like looked at each other and we're like, no. Wanna retry tomorrow?
Yeah. Good. What a song, though. Before that was Say Yes.
Mm, exactly. Real ones know that song starts with a...
That's such a good song.
You know, we're in our Boston era. We're in our Goodwill
Happy
Hunting.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
It's Goodwill Hunting vibes.
You know.
How do you like them apples, you know?
Exactly.
Say Yes.
We also like to watch the Oscar performance.
Oh, yeah. If anyone out there is actually listening, go listen. Go watch on YouTube the Elliott Smith 1998 Oscars performance, and then go watch the 1998 Celine Dion Oscars performance.
Why would they put him on before?
Just wildly different.
Yeah.
Same year.
Like, sort of back-to-back.
Yeah.
Well, probably in between things, but,
But still.
Kind of crazy. I keep thinking... I'm really tired.
Me too. Let's hear the next song.
Okay. We said we'd also read the PSA now, but
next
we
one.
Haven't. Next one.
Sorry.
LA.
Shout out to Dahlia.
Too much for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back.
The world he left behind not so long ago. He's leaving,
leaving
on that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time.
Without him in mind, world is his, his and hers alone.
He kept dreaming,
Masterpiece of a song.
The best song ever.
Literally, there's not one criticism I have toward. Well, agreed. Not that I have, like, I listen to songs and always have criticisms, but like.
But like, especially that one.
Yeah. It's just pure happiness.
That was Waiting in Vain by Bob Marley. We listened to that when we ran together on the beach in Maine last year.
Yeah.
And it's just a really freaking good song.
Bob Marley. The Legend album is great to run to.
Yeah.
Just like, it makes you feel happy and grateful that your feet are your only carriage.
That's right. So you gotta push on through. Take that as Live from the Pillow Fort's words of advice. And yeah. Before that, we heard Midnight Train to Georgia, which is like just another one of the best songs ever.
Woo
woo! Woo woo! I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine. Pretty.
I'd say anti-feminist.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say that. I was looking for the right word, but hey, for the sake of a good song,
you know,
That's okay.
That's fine.
Let's hear that
at
PSA.
Least let's hope his world is nice.
Yeah.
And accommodating. Anyways, here's our PSA. Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too.
Woo woo!
And to start off your... And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit.
Is that real?
Well, let me keep reading and let's find out. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through a transition to a healthier, happier, and long-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to healthy information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and Your Tomato, Mushroom, and Onion. I'm going to scratch out mushroom because I'm not a mushroom-loving friend.
Some mushroom-loving friends, though.
I'm a tomato, onion-loving friend at WFO. Yeah.
Two vegetarians who sometimes eat fish here.
Yes.
Telling you, who accidentally ate chicken tonight because we ordered salads and they put chicken in, even though we didn't order the chicken. Who would eat chicken in a salad?
That's what I was telling Maddie. It's not even... It's like white chicken.
It's
like
boring, unseasoned chicken.
It's literally not... Okay, whatever.
Anyway.
That was something else.
But I digress.
I follow PETA on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Very graphic content those people like to post.
If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Anyway, PETA, am I right?
PETA.
It's like around here, I think, the PETA headquarters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe I made that up.
There was a girl in my high school who was like a PETA head.
PETA head?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
I don't know. It's like... my dad calls them militant avocado heads.
Wow.
Like
I would identify as such.
You think? No. These people are like the ones that shame you.
A pacifist avocado head.
I do remember we met a militant avocado head in Santa Barbara one spring break, actually, like 3 years ago, and he was militant because his dog was vegan. He was convinced that his dog needed to be vegan and that his dog was superior because the dog was vegan.
Interesting.
And this wasn't like a small dog. This was a big hound of a dog. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, look, Mary.
Oh, my God.
All of our friends are here in the studio.
That scared me.
And Sabrina's talking about a vegan dog. So let's hear the next song and then we'll say a couple of words.
Okay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
All right, you guys are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And we wish that everyone tuning in has a really restful and also fun, but you know, like restful spring break. I hope everyone comes back energized to be in each other's company and just like
everything
enjoy.
Will be great.
Yeah, just like enjoy Take the people time. Around us, because that's why we're at Tufts.
That's why we're here. Take some time because to sit on the dock people. Of the bay.
Exactly.
You know, just watch the tide roll away. That's a great song. I think that was Sabrina's most listened to song in 2021.
Yeah, it really was.
You guys have a great show following us. Lots of love from here in the studio. We're going to play you out with one of the most beautiful jazz songs that I know.
Same. Makes me think of reading James Baldwin on Preslon.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Have a good night, everyone.